Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Moody Custom Homes, LLC, and Ideal Electric, LLC. This is KRMG Home Pros, where Green Country gets the facts about new home construction and remodeling. Call the show at 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. KRMG Home Pros on 1023 KRMG. Tulsa's news and talk.
I'm proud of the house we built.
Good afternoon. Welcome to KRMG Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Man, it's a nice day. We'll be talking a little home building today. Give you some previews of what's going on over the next couple of weeks with Moody Custom Homes. Daryl and Aaron Moody in the studio today. BuildYourCustomHome.com or you can give them a call.
918-734-4059. Check us out on Facebook. Moody Custom Homes, or also Instagram. I've been trying to get that going.
Get a little Insta happening?
That's the thing. I haven't gone full TikTok yet, but Instagram, I've been trying to get that up and running, so check us out on Instagram also.
So are you saying that's newer than... are you saying that's newer than MySpace?
Yes.
That's what I'm using.
Yes. That's why the only friend you have on MySpace is Tom.
Is Tom. At least he has a couple more than Mark on Facebook, right?
That's true.
I know that to be true.
That's true.
Hey, if you want to get a hold of us while we're talking today, you can text us at 95920. Ask any questions about home building or remodeling or really anything that's on your mind. These guys will answer it for you. And if you want to call them through that phone number that Aaron gave you, it's not just about, hey, I need to build a home and I need somebody. I'm going to call you. Any questions you have, these guys like to just talk about this stuff. You don't need, there's no sales pitch at the end of it. It's just, if you wanted to answer, call us.
Yeah, call us. We don't mind. We're interested in your business, but we're also interested in answering any questions we can possibly answer for you, or at least point you in the right direction. So,
and if you do need an electrician, they've got a guy they like to recommend because he is right here with us on the show, and that is Brandon Sizemore, Ideal Electric, IdealElectricTulsa.com or 918-812-7641. And I don't know if he encourages this, but I've texted Brandon and gotten electrical answers. So he'll probably do that a time or two.
2-3 in the morning. He loves it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And also they have an office in Oklahoma City. They do service work. So call them about your service work. You need to add something. You need to have anything done at all. Give them a call. I'm telling you, they're trustworthy, really good people. We've got a real good relationship, but we enjoy them.
That's right. If you are listening on the 740 AM KRMG side down in Oklahoma City market, we are expanding down into Oklahoma City. So if you are interested in a new home build, addition, remodel down in Oklahoma City area, we'll be more than happy to take a look at that also. We're very excited about that. We are Tulsa Home Builder Association members, and we are ABG members, like we've talked about on the show before. It's Affiliated Builders Group, largest buying group in the country. It gives us the power to buy worth of about 800 home starts a year just for us alone. So it's a great opportunity for you as the customer and the homeowner to save a bunch of money.
I want to remind everybody that next weekend you're going to be out at the HBA Home and Garden Show. You've got all these demonstrations that you guys built up that people can come out and actually touch and feel and show, and you'll show them how some of this stuff works. It's the things inside of a custom home that Moody builds that's maybe you're not actually pretty much going to be, you're never going to see it. It's all the stuff inside, and it's important though because it makes a big difference.
Yeah, if you're sitting there watching it go up, watching the slab go together, watching the framing go up and all that, you can see it, and we can explain it. But most people don't see that stuff. They see the house at the end, especially on spec homes, but we're going to have these wonderful displays. In fact, we just got done building them at what, Dad, last night, midnight? Your neighbors are probably upset.
We're not totally done, but we got part of them done.
Late last night.
All I know is our framer stayed away from us, weren't going to get into that.
We've got those.
Here's the thing is usually we do shows all the time. We do both the Cox shows, the one in January, the one in July. We do the HBA show. We went over and did the big Oklahoma City show. When was that, Aaron?
It was a month ago.
January sometime. And usually we just set up and let people know we're there, and people come in and we talk to them. We tell them the story about what we are, who we are, what we do, and how we do it. And we kind of explain the technology end of it and why we, number one, because of the radio show, but number two is because we want to give our customers the most modern, up-to-date technology. And what this is instead of just listening to the story, they can actually kind of see what we're talking about. It's not pretty cabinets and stuff like that. What it is it's that, all that stuff underneath the sheetrock that you really need to know about. It's what's under the concrete that you really need to know about and the proper way to put that stuff in and stuff.
It's
a real good demonstration show for people that want to stop by and look at it.
It's the bones of the house. It's what, you know, is very important. It's what some people, you know, ask about and they want to see, and this is a very good way to do that. There's cutaway versions, small versions of it, obviously, that we've got there. He won't be there, I don't think, the whole weekend, obviously, but he's going to pop in and out maybe occasionally. Our rep from Huber, Marcus Veach, will stop in, and he's got a lot of the more in-depth information about some of that stuff, too. So if you're around when he's there, you can talk to him about that stuff. And he handles, like, the zip board, like we've discussed, the Advantech flooring, and some of those different things.
And make sure and tune in next week, because he's actually going to be what our show's about is the systems that we're using out there, so people can hear us and they can actually come out and lay eyes on it. And he's going to explain the technology a little more behind the scenes technology. So with all that said, we have a guest. You want to introduce him there, Skyler?
Sure, yeah. First, let's say hi to Marcus, because we're going to warm you up this week. Just let you know that, you know, this is what radio's like. We'll give you a few minutes, and the next week we're going to put you on for an hour and see how you do.
All right, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, he's here because he can't play golf in the wind. I understand it's windy outside, so or he'd be on the golf course.
Well, then our other guest is sitting over here, who is our kind of primary guest for this week, but he walked in and goes, I got a tea time at 3 o'clock.
And Aaron fishes, so I'm surprised he's not out trying to fish somewhere.
It actually helps you in the wind, right, when you're fishing?
It can a little bit, yeah. It makes for actually a better boat ride.
And all I do is work, so they can fish and golf.
Me too,
so, you
right?
know,
we
I mean, that's terrible.
That,
me and you.
Justin Fleener with Pella Windows and Doors of Oklahoma. I'm sure you guys have all driven by it over there at, what is it, Justin?
So we're over on 43rd and Mingo, 4340 South Mingo.
Great. And Justin, explain exactly who you are to Pella, what you do for them, and what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So I'm inside sales. I'm basically the showroom guy. You come in, I'm the person you're gonna be greeted by. Best way to contact us, we're not by appointment or anything. You're welcome to drop by anytime, but we are at 4340 South Mingo, just right off of the BA, easy access. 918-828-3667 is going to be our phone number. So any way you can get a hold of us, we're readily available. So,
well, Justin, why don't you just tell us real briefly the Reader's Digest version of the history of Pella and exactly what you do?
Yeah, so Pella's been around for a lot longer than a lot of people think. Been around since the 20s. We actually started as a roll screen company, so those cool screens that actually are hidden screens, I guess.
I remember those from the 20s.
Yeah. Well, I'm not calling out age or anything. But, we actually originated as the roll screen company, and then we started in on windows and doors, and then in Pella, Iowa is where we came out, and that's where our factory is. That's where all of our corporate and everything is, and that's where our most of our windows and everything are manufactured up there. The Womble Company, we're the Pella distributor here in the state of Oklahoma. We've been around since 1922. We actually have been solely Pella since the 70s.
And so what all do you sell? I know you sell windows. You guys got a pretty impressive showroom over there that shows, you have everything from the big movable walls and in the building industry. I know they call them, it's a brand name, but they refer to them as nano walls and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about what you have over there.
Yeah, so we're going to have, we actually make three different, materials of our product. We're going to have vinyl, fiberglass, and wood. We do have windows, doors. We have anywhere from patio doors to entry systems. We actually do, like you were saying, the multi-slide doors or the bifold doors, everything where you can basically open up an entire deck, just by, you know, you can make them as wide as 20 feet, just as many panels as you want. They can go into pockets, anything like that. But, our wood product is more our bread and butter. That's what Pella is known for. We do make an excellent wood product. and it's obviously very appealing to the eye. So
yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry, Aaron. Anyways, let me ask you a question about, you mentioned that wood product. So now, what's the advantage besides they look so nice? There's also some thermal property advantages in that. Can you talk a second about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So with a wood product, you don't need a thermal break or anything, because wood is, I mean, wood's just, it's good for that purpose. It's not going to, it's actually coated on the outside. All of our wood product is coated on the outside with aluminum, which obviously is very conducive of elements, but the entire construction of that window on the inside of that just thin layer is wood. So any type of elements or hot, cold, anything, it's not going to seep through an entire, you know, three inch piece of wood.
Okay.
We'll get some more after we get back from the break here. We do have a question up that we'll get answered for you about some luxury vinyl. I'm assuming they're talking about tile. We'll get into that right after the break.
We'll see what they have to say. You're listening to KRMG Home Pros. Get your questions in. You can text us right now, 95920. A couple guests in the studio, Marcus Veach with Huber Engineered Woods and Justin Fleener with Pella. Any questions, let us know now. This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG.
This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros on KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. BuildYourCustomHome.com or 918-734-4059. Occasionally, we like to throw out that secret phone number. Daryl, you want to do that one today?
918-955-1048. Or you can see me on MySpace.
That's right. And his friend Tom. Ideal Electric, if you have an electrical need, you can call Brandon, 918-812-7641. We have a full house today. We've got Marcus Veach in here from Huber Engineered Woods. Next week, we're going to be talking to him about all the products that they have and what you guys use from them.
From the Home and Garden Show.
Right.
Don't be out there. Thursday to Sunday. Yeah, we're going to be there. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Go out and see their booth. And Justin Fleener is here from Pella, talking a lot about windows and things today. And before the break,
which they're going to be out there. They're actually one of the sponsoring.
They are the premier sponsor.
The premier sponsor at the Home and Garden Show. So they'll have a big booth out there. So
what else do we need to know about Pella, Justin? You were telling us about some of that stuff that sets you guys apart.
Yeah, so obviously with us being a national company, Pella is one of the more well-known brands out there for windows, but the local feel of our actual company, since we are locally owned, family-owned, you're not calling an 800 number to get any type of servicing or anything like that. You're actually calling a local number, getting a hold of us, and we're actually coming out with our techs and taking care of that.
Justin, since you guys do new construction and replacement and all that, tell us about the warranty, because I know that's for those. We just finished building a custom home for one of the sales reps from Pella, who happened to be a friend of mine, Drew Bowden. He does commercial sales for Pella.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Yep.
And we finished building his house, and he did text me on the break, by the way, and said, "You have the face for radio, so you're perfect." So, but one thing,
just like you,
right? I got it from you. one thing that Drew always would talk about was the excellent warranty that Pella has. So tell us about that warranty.
Yeah, so our warranty on our product, again, with the wood product, it is a limited lifetime warranty. So any type of wood rot or seal failure, anything like that, that's actually covered for the lifetime of you owning the home. It's that portion is not transferable to a second owner, but as long as you own that home, so if you're building your forever home like Drew, then, I mean, you're set forever. Now, with our vinyl and our fiberglass, we do have a 20-year on any type of glass issues like fogging or bowing, any type of that, anything like that. And then a 10-year on any type of non-glass, so parts or anything like that.
That's a great warranty for those that don't know, or they're shopping around for windows right now, either for remodel or for new construction. Man, that warranty is a phenomenal warranty. You know, we don't talk prices here on the show, but Pella is competitive. You know, we'll tell you that they are competitive. They're a great company. The windows that Drew put in his house, obviously, I mean, he works for Pella, but they are phenomenal windows. And everybody who went in that house bragged at how good they look, especially after they were painted and everything.
Yeah, no, they're beautiful out there. I've been out there a couple times, and obviously I get to see it because I work for the company. I get to go out and see the finished product, but getting to see one of your friend's house with the final product and everything, I mean, everything just looks immaculate, and it's I mean, you guys did a great job on it
as well.
So yeah, it's all cleaned up, all looks good. Great looking home.
And they're sealed up the right way with the zip system from Huber Products too. So that's a good thing.
We got a question that came up. We mentioned before the break. It says, "What are your thoughts on luxury vinyl?"
I'm assuming they're talking about tile.
I'm thinking flooring is what I think.
LVT is what it's called a lot lately, and there's two different versions. There's the stick-on and then the snap-together.
Yeah, there are different grades. There's different, you know, different colors. There's a bunch of them, and some of them, the thicker ones that are more solid, you can take them and put them over existing tile sometimes. So, you know, I think it's a great product. In most custom homes, people really want the real wood down in a lot of cases, but they'll use the LVT in like laundry rooms, and you can put it in under toilets and bathrooms, and which you don't want to put real wood in bathrooms or laundry rooms. I really am a fan of it. We actually are building some, rental homes for a couple guys that they're going to put that LVT throughout the whole house because of the maintenance issues where they're not having to go in there and replace carpet. So I think it's a wonderful product. You just need to make sure you investigate the product, that it's the quality of product that you want. And if you do scratch it or if something happens to it, can it be replaced and things like that?
One of the things I love about it is the snap together stuff. It is hard to scratch. It's pretty durable stuff. So it's real hard. And it's kind of a snap together. If people remember like the old Pergo flooring, it's kind of similar to that, where it slides in and snaps together. Or then they have the, like I said, the stick-on old school linoleum style version, I'm sure everybody remembers that. But either one of those are a great product. The one thing I do like about it is they have tons and tons and tons of colors. Is cool too. I mean, tons of colors, from your browns to look like wood floors all the way to the new style into your grays and whatnot. And in fact, one of the little houses that we're building up in Patricia Island in Grove, Oklahoma, that is a spec home. It's for sale, and we've got plenty of spec homes up there. We got a beautiful white one. If you go to our Facebook page, we will post it here in just a little bit. That's for sale. A wonderful home, but we're going to put that LVT in that little spec home up there.
Would you say that stuff's really good for people with kids and just because of that durability, and dogs even?
Yes, and you can put it in bathrooms and laundry rooms, like Dad said. You can put it in wet areas, and it's not a problem, is what's phenomenal.
Yeah, and also if you have a problem where, if you put a real wood floors in sometime, if you're retrofitting it, you've got to raise your doors. What you typically have to do is have somebody come out and cut them off and put weather stripping on the bottom, because the real wood floors are going to stick up higher than the threshold of your doors. I want to ask you a question, Justin. We may need to finish it here after the break. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll save it for after the break. I want to talk about the way your replacement windows work, which are the same as your construction windows. So when we get back, we'll talk about that.
I want to remind everybody that next weekend we're going to be, you can find Moody Custom Homes out at the Home and Garden Show, the HBA show, and Justin's going to be out there. Mark is going to be out there. Make sure you're listening too. We'll have a whole bunch of information on that Huber engineered wood product that we've been telling you about. But go out there and see these guys, because you have these demonstrations that you have. We've been talking about them for a couple weeks and got everything ready to go, so you can sort of cutaways. Think about how are you going to demonstrate a wall or this or that. But you've built little miniature versions and have some demos, like the LVL thing that you were showing me, and the different styles. It's all really good to give people an idea of what it's actually like to see these things going in, because they won't see them when the house is done.
Yeah, they are. We got finished building a couple of the walls, not finished, but through most of them last night. They're wonderful. We think it's going to really show. You're going to be able to touch it, feel it, and we can explain everything to you. And like I said, if Marcus is out there during the time that you're there, luckily, then you can speak to him and he can go into more detail for people that are real detail-oriented on the engineering and structural side of it. He can explain all that. But the show, Thursday, is 5 to 9 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 5. Make sure to come see us. We're on the upper level, kind of northwest corner, back by the pool tables and all that fun stuff. So come check our stuff out and then go shoot a couple rounds of pool.
Yeah, and don't pick out all the framing mistakes, because we worked on it at night
at
with lights
night
and stuff. And
yeah.
So and our framers, we've been keeping them so busy lately so that they didn't have time to do it. So we had to take the bull by the horns there.
Yeah, absolutely. Go check that out. I've been joking that you guys are sort of on tour, because you've done so many home and garden shows lately. I guess you'll sign an autograph or two.
Aaron's in that.
I do. It depends. Sometimes I charge for them. Sometimes I don't.
Well, you got to make a living.
Yeah.
So. We need to check the forecast. We'll see what's going on in the news. I did just get an update. This isn't going to be in the bottom of the hour here, but a few other people they were testing for coronavirus in Oklahoma are negative. So Good news, it's still just one Woo-hoo. So far. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. This is KRMG Home Pros. You're listening to 102.3 KRMG.
You're listening to KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk, live on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Guys, look at that screen right there, because that's your only window to the outside world, since we're not allowed to see outside.
Man, look how
right
pretty
now.
That is. Those blue skies.
So if you are out and have any questions today about home building, home repair, remodeling, give us a text, 95920. Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes here with me. My name is Skyler Cooper. You can find them at buildyourcustomhome.com or call them at that phone number.
918-734-4059. And I've never said this, I don't think, but you can text that number.
Oh.
If you have a question, you know, or something, please feel free to text that number with a question or a picture or whatever it is that you need. I'd be more than Careful. Happy to answer. Well, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if it's
home building questions or something, please, yes.
Just to, you know, encourage the wrong people right. out there.
Well, I can give you advice on where to go on vacation.
There you go. So if you have any needs for that kind of thing, that's Aaron. You can get a hold of him that way. Or get a hold of Brandon if you have something at home with your electrical that's going on. If you have maybe something that's broken, something that got a reset not working, or you need something fixed or something added, get a hold of Brandon, 918-812-7641. That's Ideal Electric. Full house in the studio today. Marcus Veach from Huber Engineered Woods with us, and Justin Fleener from Pella Windows. And we've been talking to these guys. And I know you guys use just so many different products in your homes, and you guys do all the education beforehand, and you go to these shows throughout the years to keep up with technology and everything. And that's really what the kind of the point of today's show is. We always say it, but it's so important. New features in a new home, not just because this is the way it's always done, we do it. There's none of that with Moody.
And windows are huge about that. Let me tell you, there's been a vast difference in windows even over the last 10 years. And so that's huge. And anyhow, which then brings me to, before the break, I kind of teased about asking you a question, and I want to back it up. We also do remodels at Moody Custom Homes. And just the other day, we had a guy that wanted us to come out, and he wanted us to look at residing his house, which we do too, and he wanted to look at windows. And so we were talking to him about windows. Well, here's the thing is if you're residing, you can actually rip that siding off, and then you can take that window out and put a construction window in, which means then you have the advantage of sealing that thing up the new modern way from the outside, which, of course, I'm not saying that a replacement window is bad if you have to, like if it's in mortar, brick, stucco, something like that, rock, stucco, you have to put that replacement window in. But Pella does something that's pretty unique. All of their windows are the same, but you guys actually can add a new construction flange to every single window you build, which is pretty unique. Tell us about that a little bit, Justin.
Yeah, so obviously we have the regular replacement, you know, block frame, just put it in, replacement like that. But we do have this flange that there's a little groove around the edges that you can actually just slide this flange in, which obviously for sealing purposes, I mean, you can... It's just going to seal up tighter. It's going to seal up better for you in the long run. And like you said, if you are residing a home, why not seal it up tighter for, you know, your purposes down the road?
Yeah, that is easy to do if you're replacing the siding anyway, because you can just peel that off and then put it up. And there are, and it's kind of odd because it used to be, they didn't tape them, and then they started taping them, and then they, you know, they wanted you to put a thing of tape across the bottom and then up the sides next and then across the top. Well, then they came back and they said, nope, don't put that across the bottom. And so there's all kinds of things which the reason, as a matter of fact, if you come out to the show next weekend, we'll explain that to you, why you don't want to tape the bottom of that window, and also using like 100% silicone around the edges of your flanges and stuff like that to seal them off, and why you don't want to put that silicone across the bottom. And that's all the new technology, and even that's changed in what, the past 3-4 years they changed it.
So Pella has completely changed their suggestions on ways to install our new windows and everything. I mean, this has been extremely recent. So.
Yeah, and you know, when you have a window flange, you have several nailing slots up there, and those nailing slots, and I have literally seen framers take a nail gun and shoot missed the slot totally, just went right into the vinyl or whatever it is. And, and those slots are there for a reason, and you're supposed to use X amount of those, if not all of them. What is that? How many of those should you put a fastener in, whether it be a screw or nail?
So the fasten and everything, you really just want to make sure that there's enough to hold it, because obviously a window is not, it's glass, it's heavy. You want to be able to put it in, and obviously you're going to put stuff on the outside to make sure it's held in, but if you can seal it up tighter, so generally on, if you're saying like a 3-foot by 5-foot window, something like that, you know, you want to put at least 5 or 6 along each side.
You want them on at least foot on center on the sides, minimum, and then and then probably ever 6 inches across the top and the bottom, so on center.
Yes.
So, and you know, a rule of thumb is more is better with that. Exactly. So every other hole would not hurt anything.
Right.
So.
Yep.
So Justin, Pella does have, you can get colored windows in Pella, right, in your vinyl selections.
Yep.
I'm sure all the ones that are out there that are popular, the black, the bronze, the all that different, right?
Yes.
What's
sir.
The standard? Do you do the standard 3, the gray, the tan, the white, or?
Yeah. So we have a standard 3 with our Encompass line. It's going to be white, tan, and fossil.
Okay, and you guys do casements, pictures, frosted glass. I mean, you guys do it all, right?
Yeah, so anything, I mean, for your entire window needs, we can generally take care of it. We have custom sizes. We can do, obviously, standard sizes, everything, but we can really take care of everything the way that you want it.
And you guys have some beautiful door systems.
Absolutely.
Especially in your showroom, there's a few that are sitting there. Yeah. And you guys are one of the few people I see too that still push sliding glass doors.
Yeah, so sliding glass doors, they're making a huge comeback because of the amount of glass you get, and it's not space taking. You know, you're not, if it's an in-swing door, you're not taking up the space of inside your house. You're just having to slide it to the side.
So people are liking that picture view. Sorry. People are liking that picture view, and they're liking that light to be able to come in and stuff, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do they have those where they have the integrated blinds in them yet?
Yes. Yeah, we have.
In a sliding glass.
Yes. So we have that available in our vinyl and our wood lines.
Very cool.
And the thing about it is you know, the old days, people didn't like glass sliding doors because they're not secure. You could almost you could lift the door out pretty easily and be right in the house. So now they're a lot more secure, but they're a lot more energy efficient than they used to be.
Absolutely.
By a long shot. Is that correct?
And Pella actually does something different from most other companies as far as our sliding glass doors. Our sliding panel is actually on the exterior. So most everybody's is on the interior. The reason we do it from the outside is it actually seals up tighter. When, you know, in Oklahoma, everybody knows the wind is pretty prevalent here. So when the wind pushes it, it pushes that panel up against the stationary panel, causing this, the seal to be tighter. So you're actually getting a tighter seal from our sliding glass doors because our sliding panel is on the exterior.
We've talked about that before, you know, like you see it all the time over on the East Coast and stuff where the wind blows in off the ocean and you'll have outswing doors because that wind is pushing against the door. It's tighter. Plus the other advantage to outswing doors, coming from Dad and I's law enforcement experiences, it's a lot harder to kick in an outswing door than it is an in-swing door. But, you know, that's something to think about. But the other thing, too.
Yeah,
is,
a SWAT key doesn't work well on them.
No, it does not. And but the other thing to think about, too, with Pella and you guys is you guys do installation.
Yes.
So, you know, obviously we'd love for you to call us at Moody Custom Homes, but if you're just strictly looking for some replacement windows that are the beautiful wood and you want that warranty because it's your forever home and whatnot, you guys can call Justin directly and have them come out and measure. Now, Justin, do you guys charge to come do estimates and measure and all that?
No. So all of our estimates are 100% free, and they are in-home 100%, everything we can do on-site. So when our guys come into the house, they are actually going to measure. They have their iPads or their tablets with them to where they can actually quote from in-home. So it's not like they have to measure, go back to the office, then get you the quote a couple days later.
Now, what if somebody wants to like reinvent a portion of their back wall? I know someone who's got a split window on the dining room.
Yeah.
And she wants to blow that out and maybe put in a different shape or a whole big one. You
That's
that
when
kind?
You'd call us.
Right.
And then we'll get with Pella.
Yeah.
And have them.
I mean, actually, he's not wrong. So we don't do actual restructuring of a wall. We basically, if the hole is cut, we're going to come in and put it in. Now, if it's minor stuff, we can do it.
You know, you were talking about those like trifold, those 20-foot walls that just collapse down. Mm-hmm. And if you want one of those, they're really neat. They're really cool. However, they do require a lot of strength up above them, because yes. when you start collapsing that down, you add a lot of weight to that header system. So that actually has to be engineered, and you really want somebody to do that. We went and did them for our brother-in-law out in Santa Fe, where we had to do that, and we had to go to an engineer and determine exactly what we needed. Now, one other neat thing, when I was in y'all's showroom, and it's been a little while since I spent time, I've just kind of buzzed in and out most of the time, but you guys had a wall that was like a 20-foot wall that collapsed in these like three sections or four sections. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And the neat thing is right in the middle of one of the sections, it had a walk-through door. So if it's closed right. all the time, you don't have to open it all up. You can just walk through the door that collapses down with the rest of the wall.
So on that bifold system, it is really neat because you do have one just regular functioning door, and then it accordions from there. And so this one, this particular system, I believe it's a 12-foot by 8-foot tall. So it is, you can do the 8-foot tall systems with that sliding door, giving you the more glass, the more look out onto your actual property.
That's some great stuff with Justin Fleener, Pella Windows and Doors of Oklahoma. Justin, we know you got to take off to go get that golf game and drive that cart around. So tell us one more time how to get a hold of you, if you would, and where you guys are located.
Yeah, so we're located at 4340 South Mingo, and number up there is going to be 918-828-3667.
Justin, thank you so much for being here,
thank you.
We will be right back with you all after the break.
And don't drive and drink that golf cart.
Never.
This is KRMG Home Pros. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back. You're listening to Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. I want to remind you that next weekend you're going to be able to find these guys, really starting Thursday, out at the HBA Home and Garden Show River Spirit Expo Center, and that is Thursday through Sunday. And you'll want to be able to go out there and see them, because we've been telling you about these demonstrations they've built. And it's really just to illustrate a lot of the things that we've talked about on this show over the last year. We did just cross that year milestone, guys. It's kind of, I'm going to call it week two of celebrating that 1 year.
Yeah, there we go. And
Sing happy birthday to us.
the booth we've got represents a lot of Huber system stuff, which is great. And we've mentioned before, we do have Marcus sitting here in the studio with us, and so hopefully he'll be out there and maybe explain a little bit more, but it's going to be a great show. And we just got a call in here on the phone, and I think it's
we have Tony on the line, and he has a question about patios, which is good, because I have some of these similar questions. Tony, what's your question for the Home Pros?
I've got an older home that has a front porch that is 6 foot by 50 foot, and it's starting to sink on one end. And I'm trying to figure out, do I want to replace it, pull the concrete out and re-pour, or do I want to try one of these systems where you put foam underneath it and lift it?
Well, the foam is a good product. The best thing to do is go talk to them and look and see, and then, ask them what it costs, because it's obviously there's something given away under there. It may not have been compacted enough when it was done. So, there's also a third choice is how much room is between the top of your porch and the top of your threshold on your door?
I think it's 8 foot, something like that.
No. How many inches from your step down out of your front door down onto your patio? How many inches is there?
Oh, I think it's between 6 and 8 inches. There's a brick decorative where the posts sit on all the way around, and it's not sinking. It's solid, so it must be a footing.
So it's a typical
slab on the inside that's sinking.
Yeah, typical step coming out of the door.
Yeah, well, you need about 3 inches, and you can take and just we've done it before where they use either tar paper or whatever, because you don't want the new concrete to bond to the old concrete. But you can actually just come and re-pour, and it's relatively inexpensive to do that. If you just give us a call and have us come out and look at it, we can probably get you closer to a price on what that'll be by looking at it. But you can pour right on top of that. Like I said, we've done it before where we've just used tar paper, or if there's enough room, you can put a layer of sand on the old concrete and then pour it. So as long as it's not continuing to move, you could do that and then get you an all new porch. And that's not that expensive to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call, Tony.
Couple of minutes left in the show. If you have any questions, you can text us 95920 or call 918-460-KRMG. A couple of text questions earlier. We like to answer those because this show not just about, you know, bringing on everybody that we talk to and we get a lot of great information, but really to be informative and teach everybody a lot about these things. What's the latest on that house that you were telling us about that you were working on? We're inviting people to go check it out. It is down in the Jinx area, right?
Yes, it is. And hang on one second. I'll give you the address. Now, we've had to do some, now keep it, bear in mind, that's a spec home. So there are some things we talk about on the radio show because the guy who owns that house is wanting to sell it. So he's the one who's kind of telling us what he wants to do and what not to do on that. But you can follow along the process. They just got a green tag on the plumbing yesterday, as a matter of fact. He wrote us in a little note telling us that we had to get the, silt fencing around it, and they're really nice. It's the inspectors from Jinx, and I told him, I said, well, you know, we got to bring dirt in, and there's houses on each side. We don't have any place to put it, so can we put that up after we get the slab filled? And he said, oh, yeah, that's understandable because it's going to cover all that up. But that address, if you want to go look at it, is 2609 East 139th Street. It's a Bixby address, but it's actually in Jinx jurisdiction where there's city limits and everything. So they'll be doing the backfill on the slab, and that does have the monolithic structural slab in it. The cables are not in it yet. They'll be working on that next week so that we can hopefully get it poured.
So the great part about that is if, you know, once the cables are in, if we've got enough days in between there, maybe you can run out, you can take a look at it. But if you can't do that, come by the show. We have a cutaway version that we kind of built the box for it, and then we took it over to StressCon to have them run the cables properly and set the chairs up and everything. So it's all there. You can physically see it. You can see how it actually works, and we can explain it to you. And then in our booth, obviously, we have all the Huber system stuff, the Zip system, the Advantech, and all that good fun stuff, plus all the other stuff we typically have in our booth to talk to you at the show. And let's not forget the hours. Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m., Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 5 at the River Spirit Expo.
And one other thing, by the way, that house for Jinx, we are doing it for an investor, so it is for sale. So if you are interested, you can come along, and man, you can do all the pickouts on it if you want to do something.
And don't forget, we've got the Patricia Island houses for sale too. For those people that are in love with the white and black farmhouse look that's so popular right now, we just finished one. It's actually getting cleaned up this coming week, so it'll be really done, all the punch list items and stuff done. But it is a beautiful home. Sits right on the golf course at Patricia Island Estates there, Patricia Island Golf and Country Club, and it's a wonderful home. It'd be great for somebody. There's dock access. You can buy a dock, and of course the town of Grove is a nice little town that still has plenty of stuff.
And even with those, our specialty is custom homes, and we did a kind of commercial here, I think the year before last, where we told people, bring your floor plans to us, and we kind of haven't done that, but bring your floor plans out to that home show, talk to us about it, we can talk about where you're going to build, and we can kind of get you in the ballpark of what you should be looking at, and of course, you know, we're more than happy to help you there, and then that also then gives us the opportunity to tell us why you should be talking to us about doing that, of course. We have everything. Yeah, we'll lay it on.
Marcus Feach, we didn't get a lot of time with you today, but next week we'll spend a whole hour. We'll talk a lot about those Zip systems and the Advantech flooring. Sound like a good plan?
Yep, looking forward to it.
Thanks for being here, Marcus.
Absolutely, appreciate it. Come out and see these guys at the Home and Garden Show starting on Thursday, and then tune in next Saturday at 2 for more Home Pros.
But he does have the opportunity to buy lunch for us.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think you got a tea time too, don't you? Everybody's getting out there to golf this afternoon.
Oh, it might be sneaking up on me here.
Give us a call at Moody Custom Homes, 918-734-4059, buildyourcustomhome.com, or on Facebook or Instagram. Moody Custom Homes.
And if you missed any part of today's show, go back and check us out later today on a podcast. They are up every Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, on the KRMG app, KRMG.com.
And we'll see you guys next weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening to the show.
This is KRMG Home Pros. You're listening to 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.